Hello.
There is no gray.
So I'm coming into your bedroom at night. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Just black and white.
If you have any complaints about today's broadcast, log on and express your views at www.IHaveSomeFriendsWhoWouldEnjoyHittingYourKneecapsWithABallPeenHammer.com. We look forward to not hearing from you.
This is the truth.
Awful lot of honkies in here.
This is Danny Land.
You suck!
Ah, that would be me. How you doing? I'm choking over here. Bring that down. I got something to say. I'm like Mama Cass with a sandwich over here. Or a sandwich, as it would be. Danny Chekolinski, how are you?
Very nice to meet you.
Where's the Purell? I think your hands are dirty. This is Danny Land. Our mission statement is it's quite simple. And 85% of the world is stupid. Welcome to the 15%. That's what's going on. I have a confession to make, okay? May I begin with a confession? Well, of course I can, because it is my show. I'm answering my own questions. I need to slow down. I'm a dickhead to love. There you go. You know what it is? It's a show. It's a program. It's a showgram. Could I get some music, please? All right, for some reason I get more feedback. By the way, it's Radio Danny on Facebook. That's the best way to reach me. And I get more feedback about things that happen in my personal life because I live in a cartoon. Seriously, I walked into a cartoon. My life is, I am Charlie Brown. I am the Charlie Brown of real life. And everything that happens during my day is Lucy with the football. Absolutely. Except my shrink is in 5 cents. $75 every month. Another story. The yip yip dogs with the neighbor. You know what a yip yip dog is? Three little small dogs. Yip 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 yip. How long is that? Anyhow, the guy would bring the dogs out to shit in the front yard, and that's all they would do is just, well, not just shit. They would also go yip 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 yip. There was more. Thank God there was more yips than shit. Otherwise, I would be I'd be covered in a mountain of fecal matter. Anyhow, the guy built the fence. He built the fence in the backyard, so now the dogs aren't in front of the yard. But when they do come in the front of the yard, I ride a motorcycle. That's the only vehicle. I am one of those guys that just ride it 365, 24/7, 365. No car for me. So I got a Harley Davidson Road King Classic, kind of a big bike, about 865 pounds. And the pipes on there, they're loud. So what I do is when I get on the bike and I back out of my my driveway, I just give it a rev. It took me one time to do that. And now every time the yip yip dogs, can we get some yips? More yips? Every time the yip yip dogs see me, they just assume I'm going to make that noise and they're gone. See? Problem solved. All right. Oh, I got to tell you about my HOA. All right, let me begin by saying that I like trees. I'm not a tree hugger by any means, but I enjoy nature. I really do. I don't like killing any animals. I have a hard time stepping on an ant. I'm not kidding. I kill it with poison. But anyhow, these jackasses, years ago when they built this this development, and again, it's a gated community, and you got an HOA because of that, and there's 1,300, 1,700 homes. I'm not really sure, but... HOA. I battle with these people constantly, and I'm usually in the right. All right, but you already knew that. Anyhow, here's the deal. This oak tree was planted way too close to my house, and it's growing, okay, because this development, I think it started in 1994. So now this tree is huge, all right, and the leaves are falling off the oak tree, and they're plugging my neighbor's gutters, and they're plugging mine. They also stained the concrete. Now, hold on. When I say concrete, you're probably thinking up north where it's gray. It's not. It's white. You got to paint the stuff, right? And it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of money to paint the concrete. And also, the roots of the tree are breaking the concrete. So this is a big problem. So I call the HOA. I follow the rules here, okay? And I say, hey, can a guy come out and at least trim the tree? Now, that's not going to solve the problem of the roots because the tree is going to continue to grow. And the guy comes out and he takes a look up there and he's got that cigarette butt going too. You know, like when you go get your tires changed and the guy's got the cigarette and it's going. And he's, hold on, let me put a pen in my mouth. And he's talking like this and the cigarette keeps going at the same time. You can't really understand him. And the smoke's going in your face. He looks up there and he goes, well, what are we going to do? Well, I just dropped my cigarette pen. Anyway, he goes, we can't really cut the tree all the way back. We could do some trimming, but I can't promise that it's going to stop the leaves from falling into the gutter. And I'm like, huh? What do you mean? I got a problem. I mean, solve the problem. I'll pay the money. The guy wanted $150 to just trim the tree, but not necessarily promise that the problem would be solved. That's not acceptable. So I take it to the next level. Know what I did? Probably not. That's why I asked. Let me tell you. I called my tree cutting friend. $500, 2.5 hours later, that thing is gone. G-O-N-E, gone. No tree, no leaves, dead root. Problem solved. Yeah. All right. Let's get started. Okay. We go to New York City. New Yorker's Amy Bruza, who's 27, and Bradley Moss, 32, had planned a $325,000 wedding. Oh, there's a sign. High maintenance. Hello, Nordstrom's. Hello, Jimmy Choo shoes at about $300 a pair. No Walmart for her. Anyhow, they planned this wedding at this hotel. This happened in last October. Because now there's a big lawsuit going on. But let me tell you about the story, okay? They had the rehearsal dinner, and this huge fight interrupted. Help me there. Thank you. There we go. And it happened between the in-laws. Evidently, the father of the bride claims that just as Amy's brother, Adam, was about to make a speech for the couple, the groom's father, Robert Moss, inexplicably and angrily declared that Adam was not allowed to speak. And then he said to the guy, allegedly I should say, do you know what I can do to you? Well, there we go. Well, the whole situation escalated rather quickly. Groom's brother punched Adam in the face. The groom's father tried to charge him while the bride's father held him back. Would-be bride Amy then allegedly told her fiance, you have to make a choice. It's either her or his mother. And he allegedly, and he of course picked the family, which is brilliant. The evening ended with his mom, Wendy, tearfully telling guests that the wedding was off, which is probably a good move. All right. Now they're trying to get back the $175,000 engagement ring. Oh my God. Let me tell you, buddy, I don't know you. Okay. I'll never run into you. I'll never run into one of you because I don't hang with that crowd. But I'm telling you, this is for the better. $325,000 wedding, and again, what is the success of a marriage? Maybe 51%. Oh my God! You definitely walked through a minefield and you got through safely. Take the win. All right, emails. Let's go, George. George is my producer in the other room. Can we have some email music, please? Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm sitting here by myself, talking to myself. I asked you on Facebook, okay, and again, Radio Danny is the way that you email in. I asked about Facebook Live and its purpose, all right? A lot of people seem to be doing Facebook Live. Now, the majority of a huge response on this, I'll go through some of them. It's self-serving. I like seeing the concerts. It's narcissistic. That pretty much seemed to be the most people, I would say probably 90% of you that responded, see absolutely no purpose whatsoever in Facebook Live. Now, me personally, okay, the concerts, yeah, that's good. Now, let me step out on a limb here, okay? And it's not from my tree because that's cut down. Hey now. I don't want to see you run around your house and your boxers chasing your cat. I don't want to see you eat a key lime pie with a pet cockatoo on your head. I don't want to see that. I'll tell you what. If you can climb a tree between your neighbor's house, sit on a perch, and watch your neighbor put on some frilly frocks, I'm all for that. I'm evidently all for all this. It's kind of like a tree motif going on right here. Kind of a tree motif. Can we cut it down? Can we cut it out, please? Thank you. All right, so these first grade kids are making toys out of clay in art class, and they had to name the toy. Eh, sounds kind of fun. You know, first grade kids, let's be honest. Think of when you were back in first grade. Things were great. You're innocent, and you don't yet realize that, you know, it's pretty much all downhill. Once you get the real Santa Claus story, if you know what I'm talking about, life's pretty over. It's over. You're like, oh, my God, my parents lied to me. This is bad. Anyhow. So they're making this. They're making these toys, and they had to name the toy, like I made mention earlier. And the problem was, and again, these kids don't know, all right? And one kid made a toy, and he named it Wildo the Dildo. So, of course, you know, the administration has to respond in some ways. You know, they have to send a letter home or mail a letter to every single kid's parents, explain, look, this is not something that we promoted, but this is something that happened. Kids will be kids, and please understand. And, you know, kudos to the parents because nobody complained. Nobody filed a lawsuit. But I thought, you know what? I would like to make a toy, and I would like to, I have a suggestion of names, all right? Slug the butt plug. You like Reed the anal bead. How about Shelly the KY jelly, or my favorite? Let me, teacher, can I have some more clay so I can finish making Paul the gag ball? Leads me to a story. Here's my purpose, okay? I was about 6 years old, and my father was a policeman, and then he got out of the police force when he realized it was pretty much corrupt. So he went into construction. So one day I went with him on a Saturday. He was driving a carryall. A carryall is that big truck with the big thing in the back that carries the machines, like loaders and scrapers and backhoes and stuff. Right. And there was another guy there too. So I'm on the passenger side. My father's driving the truck, and this other guy, his other co-worker, is in the middle. And I happen to look down. We're stopped at a light. And I happen to look down. We're on this bridge, and there's nothing but just muck and bad water and just garbage. And it was horrible. It looked like a third world country. And I, not knowing anything about certain words, I said, wow, look at all that fucky down there. And my father's like, hey, you can't, don't watch what you say. And then years later, I think back going, oh, my God, the fact that my father thought that in my vernacular of, you know, being 6 years old, I would have the F word, please. But I tell you what, he would roll in his grave right now knowing how much I use it today. All right. Oh. Horse genitals. We're talking horse genitals.
Customs agents in Dulles seized more than 40 pounds of horse meat to two women. Now, the meat includes 13 pounds of horse genitals. It was found concealed inside juice boxes.
Hold on, wait. Listen to the woman. Hold on. The anchor. She goes, which I think is a great response. Sorry, I had to step back. George, where are you at? George, the producer, can you run that for me, please? Here we go. Listen.
13 pounds of horse genitals. It was found concealed inside juice boxes.
Oh.
Yeah. The women were traveling from Mongolia and claimed that genitals were for medicinal purposes. A couple years ago, rumor swept. Remember that?
No. No, I don't remember that rumor at all. What the hell is that? Was it a short news story day? Do we have to hear that? That's the last time you went to your doctor, by the way, and said, you know what? I can use some horse genitals. That'd be good. You know, I would feel actually, if I start thinking about this, okay, which is, you know, I got problems. I think it would be very bad for the pharmacist who has to clean the sheath before he would actually put it into the bottle. Now, I can only think that it has some sort of, again, I'm just assuming that it, you know, because what is it, the other thing? Ivory, or the Chinese eat crazy stuff so they have boners for like 3 weeks. That'd be great. I'd be running around telling everybody, not consulting my doctor. I'd be knocking on doors, you name it. I'd be at Home Depot taking things off the top shelf.
Just me, though.
Big problems on the set of... When I heard this, you know, I used to be afraid of the flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz. And I posted this on Facebook. Radio Danny, by the way. Radio Danny on Facebook. And the flying monkeys scared me, and they do, and to this day. However, this is a little more disconcerting.
In a new memoir, Judy Garland's ex-husband claims that the legend...
In the new memoir. Listen to this voice. Come on, please. Talk normal, would you please?
In a new memoir, Judy Garland's ex-husband...
How about the new book? Why don't I say that in a new memoir? What are you doing? I'm reading a memoir.
In a new memoir, Judy Garland's ex-husband claims that the legendary actress was molested by several actors who portrayed munchkins in The Wizard of Oz.
Uh-oh.
Sid Luft, Garland's third husband from 1952 to 1965, doesn't specifically accuse anyone by name in his upcoming book titled Judy and I, My Life with Judy Garland, alleges several cast members touched his former wife inappropriately during production for the 1939 movie, according to People. Luft wrote, "They would make Judy's life miserable on set by putting their hands under her dress. The men were 40 or more years old. The Munchkins were long rumored to have wild behavior while filming for The Wizard of Oz, with Garland herself detailing their apparent drinking habits in a 1967 interview.
Oh, boy. Kind of brings new meaning to the term, follow the yellow brick road, huh? There we go. Huh? Yeah, it's a show. It's a program. It's a showgram. All right. One more thing. Memoir.
And now, Danny Land presents Three Things I Don't Understand.
All right. Where's my list? I need a low. It's right here. George, can we break it down a little bit over here? I got something to say. All right. Number one, people that watch The View. Number one, or I should say number 1A, Whoopi Goldberg is, she scares me. Looks like a cross between that guy from PM Dawn and Jabba the Hutt. Number two, or 1B, I should say, all they do is argue and talk over each other. It's like, you know, it's like a family Thanksgiving gathering. I don't get it. Don't understand. Here we go. Number two. When you go to a restaurant and the server places your order in front of you and says, enjoy. Now, that's pretty much why I ordered it. For once, I'd like to have my chicken wings placed in front of me and hear the server say, get ready for some botulism. Enjoy. Memoir. Number three, the Walmart greeter. They smile, doing their job, and they say, hey, how are you? Let's be honest. I'm at Walmart, okay? So I'm miserable. I'm wearing an outfit that's way too small, and I'm going to buy a cart full of cake. All right? Cake and a memoir. Where do you keep your memoirs? Are they near the books? Good God. All right, that's all we got. Appreciate you listening. Radio Danny on Facebook. That's how you get a hold of me. And we try to do this once a week. We'll try and get another one out really soon. But most of all, my thanks goes to you for taking the time to listen to my nonsense.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboying.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.